around making a noise in, around the pond at night?
That's called a frog.
Okay, any particular kind of frog?
Well, that's a bullfrog.
Uh-huh. What other kinds of frogs are
there? There's a toad frog.
Yeah?
He talks and sings, too, when the time comes.
What's the difference between a toad frog and a bullfrog, anyway?
Bullfrog lives in close to the water.
Uh-huh.
And a toad frog, just, he can live, you know, out of water.
Oh, okay.
But he's got to have a little water in it.
Uh-huh.
But he's a dry land.
You mentioned earthworms. Before, are there any other names that you've ever heard for earthworms?
Some of them call them red worms, but I don't. I call them earthworms.
Okay. That hard-shelled thing that pulls in...
That's a turtle.
Okay. And if it just... If it's like a turtle, but it only lives on dry land, which
is... It's a tortoise.
Okay, okay.
They're all different.
And what do you call those things that look like little lobsters, but they're only about this long and they live in a freshwater stream?
You mean a crawfish?
Yeah.
Best stuff in the world, eat their tails. They don't grow big enough here.
Yeah.
You got to go south.
Yeah. I've never had any yet.
Well, nobody ever had, because they don't... We live close to Waco. And that... They had big lakes, natural lakes.
Mm-hmm.
And the ground was deep dirt.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't no rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd go down there and... Well, them... Granddaddy, some of them, we call them old granddaddies, they done turned red.
Oh, really?
They weigh, I imagine, a pound apiece.
That
is the best meat. You just shell that out of there. It's in their tail section, and,
uh-huh.
and it'll be a piece of meat about that much.
About 2 inches?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's a bite size.
Uh-huh.
And you just shell all them out and fry them, and
uh-huh.
it is the best meat.
Huh.
There's no fish in there that I've ever eaten, and there's no bones in it, and it's just... That all grease cooks out of that. That is the best stuff in the world.
Huh.
They say you can, they are places to serve them.
Uh-huh. I've never had
I don't know what it'd be called if you went in a place. I guess they got a name or something else. We call it crawfish tails.
Mm-hmm. What is, we always call it crawfish.
I couldn't get my door.
Oh, I did. Oh, goodness.
Thank you. Okay. Hell no.
I'm going to have to pay rent.
I know. We're both.
We had to cut the stove down. We see.
He's always giving me vegetables, so I'm just kind of paying him back.
Well, I haven't given you enough.
Well, gosh, if I have a garden again this summer, I'll bring some down and give you both some.
Don't feel obligated. As I told Lynn here, I said, well, I don't do too much good, and that's just the opportunity to do.
You don't know how much good you're doing.
That's true. The people in Atlanta, or the project director, will appreciate this.
Well, good.
Yes, he will. He really will.
Yeah.
See, we're taping all
your
talk.
Looks pretty.
Get
Thank you. I got a permanent.
Well, I can't get mine to curl.
These aren't my curls. I mean, these are the permanent, you know?
Well, I know it. But he makes I get a permanent. It seems like it kind of wants to... This curls out, like...
Well, now, mine would be that
first.
But it's about a month old.
Yeah. It won't both little curls like that. Now, Dorothy Jean, my older daughter, she was here. She could comb it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't. Do you comb yours that way, or do you just comb through?
I just... do like this with my hands, and it just dries like that. I don't even comb it.
Oh.
If I try and comb it, you know,
it's... You don't say it either.
Huh.
Well, now, that's kind of the way she does. She said that, some of them said that it looked prettier. Just let it dry, completely dry, before you try to do a thing with it.
That's what I do.
And then comb it out or do like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And she says then it'll go into curls.
Yeah.
And she was up here one week, and her hair looked so pretty. And she hadn't said it or had it said. She just did like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And it sure didn't hurt.
Well, you might try that. Just don't try around and comb through it, you know, until after it's dry.
Yeah, she says if you comb it before it gets completely dry, then it'll freeze.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. That's something you don't have to worry about. Men are lucky.
Yeah, but men are getting more permanent than women.
Well, you know, the guy who set my hair who did this had one of the same kind.
Well, you know, one of our grandsons, his hair was inclined to kind of frizz and stand out.
Yeah.
And he got so tired of it. So he went to the beauty parlor, boy, and got him an expensive permanent. And his hair looks so pretty.
That's well, it's
a good
idea.
Curls all over his head.
I bet it looks good.
It does. And it just looked pretty bad at times. And he just had an awful time with it. He said, heck, you're going to try a permanent. See if that helps.
I have a friend who's a child.